MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Alrighty, North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 26, 24, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. And the strike goes on. One vehicle crash in Gloucester damages wall and house. Rain today, mid-40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:58 p.m. In the Salem News, Caroline Enos is reporting that the teacher strike in Marblehead is entering a new stage after mediation has failed to bring about a new contract while students begin a third week of missed classes. The school committee has also made its final contract offer to the Marblehead Education Foundation. School committee chair Sarah Fox said that at a news conference on Monday. The MEA said in its own statement Monday night that both parties are redrafting their proposals and plan to meet again with the fact finder. Meanwhile, in Beverly, Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, Beverly city councilors on Monday lamented how the teacher strike is tearing the city apart and urged the two sides to settle as the impasse headed into its 19th day on Tuesday and the 12th day students will miss school. But the council fell short of passing a resolution in support of more funding for the schools, with some councilors saying that was not the role of the council and could interfere with negotiations. The emotional meeting was packed with teachers and supporters who entered City Hall after spending more than an hour rallying in front of the building on Cabot Street. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Governor Mara Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll were in Lynn on Monday to launch the One Plus Mortgage Program. One Plus combines funds with the affordable features of One Mortgage to increase the buying power for income-eligible, first-time Lynn homebuyers purchasing a home within the city. This is Lieutenant Governor Driscoll.
Thank you, Governor. It's really quite a celebration to be here, all of us coming together to celebrate an exciting new pathway to home ownership for residents across the Commonwealth. As many of you know, I was the mayor of the small city next door for a number of years, and I saw the impact, really the impact of Gateway City housing prices continuing to increase. You're talking about places like Lynn and Salem and Fitchburg and New Bedford and Fall River and Lowell, communities that used to be livable, that were the affordable places to live. And frankly, too often they're not affordable anymore. Just as your city's hitting its stride, you begin to see who's being harmed by these high costs of housing. Very people you rely on, workers, seniors, recent graduates, the people who are making our cities great are having a real hard time staying in them. And I think as an administration, we came in with a strong commitment to not just admire this problem tied to housing. We have got to do something about it. And this, as you know, housing impacts the heart and the emotion of communities. It's a key to the affordability. And for us, it's also being able to stay in and make livable these authentic places where we live. The character of many of our communities are at stake if we don't figure this out. People are feeling that stress, that this barrier that's pushing them out of cities and frankly out of Massachusetts. And addressing this high cost of housing, it's not a challenge that any one entity, any one level of government can take on by itself. What we learned is that it takes a whole lot of hard work and focus, but most importantly, partnership. And that's why we're so grateful to be here today, with broad, committed, public-private partners, everyone understanding what it's going to take, and understanding that the future for our communities and the future for our Commonwealth depends on us coming together to solve this challenge. City officials who are serving residents, employers who need workers, philanthropists who want to make a big impact, and state and quasi-public agencies who can put it all together. That's what it's really going to take. And what we have here with One Plus is just an amazing opportunity to build on the relationships we've had and the strengths that we have, knowing what we need to do, but having the resources and the partners to put it together.
Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, around 12:15 p.m. on Monday, a 2002 Chevy pickup sped down Hilly Beacon Street towards Centennial Avenue, driving through a stop sign and crossing both lanes before striking the curb, jumping the sidewalk, and smashing into a large cinder block wall. Injuries included just a minor headache suffered by one of the three people inside, according to police. The truck appeared to have gone through the wall and nearly fell into the backyard that was about 10 feet lower than the street. The house appeared to have some damage from the force of the impact, causing the cinder blocks to hit the house. There was also significant damage to the wall and the vehicle, according to police. The cause of the crash is under investigation. And Zach Laird is reporting on itemlive.com in Swampscott. The Water and Sewer Department issued a warning statement to all residents regarding the quality of their drinking water, claiming that it may be contaminated with traces of lead. In the statement, which community members received by mail, the department highlighted how the residents' service line, the water pipe that connects their homes to the water main, is constructed of an unknown material which could possibly contain traces of lead. To try and combat the issue at hand before it avalanches into a bigger program, the town provided information on the health effects of lead and possible steps that residents could take to reduce exposure. In sports, this week features the return of the traditional Thanksgiving high school football rivalry games. Marblehead and Swampscott, one of the area's longest rivalries on the North Shore, will play Wednesday evening at Fenway Park at 6:30. Tonight at 7:30, Reading will take on Stoneham at Fenway Park. For the second time in 7 days, St. John's Prep Eagles will be playing a D1 finalist on Thanksgiving, as they will be hosting Xaverian Brothers. Eagles coach Brian St. Pierre, and who to watch for on the Xaverian defense.
I think the thing that stands out to me is the two defensive ends. They're both power four guys. They're as good as you're going to find, so that's a challenge right off the bat. And then they're just a complete football team. I think we're very similar. They're good in all three phases. I think we are as well. A lot of times you look at us, and I think a lot of people just view us as being very, very similar. And I think a lot of times that is true. We've had so many close games with them. Unfortunately, we've come up on the short end of a bunch of them. But it's always usually a very highly spirited, highly competitive game against with two of the best teams in the state every year. And that's typically what you're going to see. So, but those defensive ends really stand out to me. They're really good players.
That's St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre. The Gloucester High School baseball team has the Thanksgiving spirit. Recently, the program collected 800 pounds of food for the Open Door Food Pantry in Gloucester. In the pros, the Celtics beat the L.A. Clippers last night, 126-94. They'll play next on Friday in Chicago against the Bulls. The Bruins return to action tonight when they host Vancouver at the Garden. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.